Paul Simon and the Blues. Realize if we turn those names around, we'd have Randy Simon and Paul Newman singing that song. Charlie Tuna! Service members with small children, here's an important message for you. Did you know that many military installations have low-cost child care programs? Child care is just another aspect of the youth activities program at most installations. These programs include a wide range of experiences designed to stimulate creativity and contribute to the social and physical development of young people. Take advantage of the drop-in and all-day child care facilities at your installation. See your recreation services director or morale support officer for details. Celebrity Close-Up. Today, a visit with singing, songwriting, recording artist Nicolette Larson, who had one big hit called Lot of Love and has done backup on a number of artist albums and single hits. But she also is looking ahead to maybe movie land.
I don't think that films are really out of the question. I just feel like I'm not ready to pursue it. You know, I don't think that I'm good enough, and I think that I need to put all my energy into music right now. You know, if I ever got to a point where music was boring me, or I felt like I was really guaranteed settled into music, you know, I might diversify into films. I think that they're an interesting means of expression. It's so hard to find something that's really classy. I mean, I read so much stuff that's just really boring, and a lot of stuff that's in the theaters is really boring. One out of every 10 acceptable movies is great, you know, and the rest of them have lots of holes in it. I wouldn't want to do a movie that really was had shortcomings, I don't think.
Celebrity Close-Up.
Never again will I do wrong.
Parker Jr., Charlie Tuna, and a bad boy. But if you want a bad boy in the music business, this next artist has no parallel. Mick Jagger and his Rolling Stones, and one of their originals, Brown Sugar. I wonder if Mr. Coffey's ever tried any of this to sweeten up his life. Stones and Charlie Tuna with Brown Sugar. One lump or two. Charlie Tuna! We all know we're facing an energy crisis, that we have to import about half the oil we use in the U.S., and that energy gets scarcer and more expensive every day. That makes it more important than ever to save energy. One thing you can do to help is to turn down your thermostat at night. People used to say that turning down the thermostat wouldn't save anything because it would take so much more energy to get the house warmed up in the morning. Sounds good, but new research with actual energy measurements shows that it just isn't so. The U.S. Energy Research and Development Association has shown that turning down the thermostat for several hours each night can save up to 15% of what would have been used and wasted if the thermostat wasn't turned down. So turn down that thermostat. Save your country energy. Save yourself money. That's a good deal. Tuna back on the telephone again. Another inquiry, it sounds like, for the Answer Mine. Hi, who's this?
This is Susan.
You have a question for?
Mr. Music.
The question.
I wanted to know if you remembered a song from the late 60s called I Wrote You a Letter That I Couldn't Spell.
That was the late 60s?
I think so. Somewhere between 1967 or 69.
Oh, yeah. I remember it.
You do?
Yes.
You're the only person I know who has.
That's right. It was by Art.
Art?
journey and separate ways. Well, we're going to have to go our separate ways. That's going to have to can it for another hour of Charlie Tuna. Thank you very much for sharing some more time out of your day. One little final scientific note. Anybody who grabs a candy bar for quick energy, be warned. Scientists now say sugar can put you to sleep. MIT researcher Richard Wortman says a high carbohydrate meal will cause the body to secrete insulin, making you sleepy and diminishing your sensitivity to pain. Harvard University psychiatrist Bonnie Springs says older people seem to have the strongest reactions to food. Carbohydrates calm them down, and protein makes them angry. Before we say our goodbyes today, a very special hello to all our friends and listeners aboard the U.S. Navy ships at sea. We'll see you back here tomorrow, and until then, keep it here and stay tuned.
Network, Europe.
Tomorrow at military banking facilities, your dollar buys 2 mark and 52 pfennig.
Longfellow serenade. Such were the plans I'd made. One there is one thing shared. Being done too
soon. Tip from the safety files. Airman Joe Harris has an expensive stereo component outfit. The amplifier stopped operating one day. Joe decided to try to fix it himself. He bypassed the interlock and started adjusting the output stages with his pocket knife. The combination of bare feet, a damp floor, and an accidental connection with the power supply gave Joe Harris a shock you'll never forget. Prevent electrical hazards. Don't tamper with interlock systems. Make sure all connections are properly insulated. Leave repairs to properly trained technicians. Don't let electricity become a hazard to you. The Neil Diamond 60 Minute Special continues.
You've become different over the years because you've grown in depth as far as your musical background goes. And I noted in a paper interview this morning that you'd said the L.A. and the New York feelings are sort of a combination now of what you are. I think the song I Am, I Said, where you said L.A.'s fine, the feeling is laid back. You feel laid back, but you still have some of that New York energy?
Yeah, I don't think you ever get rid of it, really. You know, when you're born and raised in New York City, it's part of your metabolism. The crowds, the intensity of the city, the level of excitement of that city is just something that I've never been able to completely... get rid of. I don't really want to get rid of it. I go back to New York and it's just mind-blowing for me. I walk all day long. I see dozens of shows. I can go see 3 Broadway shows a night, just check into each one for 15 or 20 minutes. Films, old friends, walking the streets, visiting places and from the past. And but it has been. I've been in Los Angeles now for 7 years. It's been great for me. It's given me a chance to settle down, to get into other kinds of things, to meet other kinds of people. So I suppose at this point I'm a combination of the two. The New York excitement and high adrenaline level and also the Los Angeles laid-back kind of scene.
This may be an almost impossible question, Neil, but our station recently put together a collage of all your hits, mainly because we wanted to do it, and the listeners had called in and said, for those of us who can't get tickets to the Greek Theater, could you put something together about Neil Diamond? So we put 10 minutes of Neil Diamond's hits together, and I'm wondering, out of all the songs you've done, is there one that maybe is a personal favorite emotionally or professionally?
Well, you know, you have favorites for different reasons. I do have a number of favorites, but I suppose if I had to pick one above all others, I'd have to say that I Am I Sid is probably stands at the top of the list. It was a milestone song for me in that I was able to do many things and express many things in the writing of that song. It was a very personal kind of a song, but it's not so personal that it doesn't relate to millions of other people who find a sense of restlessness and being without roots and kind of lost in between. And so I guess I'd have to say that I Am I Sid is right there at the top of the list.
I need, I want, I care, I weep, I ache, I am, I Sid, I am. The sun shines most of the time. And the feeling is laid back. Palm trees grow and rents are low, but you know, keep thinking about making my way back. New York City born and raised, and nowadays I'm lost between two shoes. LA's fine, but it ain't home. New York's home, but it ain't mine no more. I am.
Bye.
leaving me lonely still.
Thoughts from the Diamond Mine in a moment as the 60-minute Neil Diamond special wraps up.
Charlie Tuna.
In God we trust. Be prepared. Whether you're talking about the official motto of the United States or scouting, there's something to be learned. Most organizations have mottos, so why shouldn't people? Be creative. Think up some little phrase that will help to serve in an inspirational way. You never know, it might lead to a career in advertising. But even if it doesn't, it'll lead you towards the proper direction in life. Some final thoughts from the Diamond Mine on future ambitions with motion pictures.
I'd like to do more music for films. I'd even like to try out some acting roles in films, and I'm hopeful that that'll come off. I think it'll just the experience of doing it will be exciting for me, and will teach me a great deal, and it'll affect my writing. It'll affect my performing. It's just got to be good for me. It's another way to spread your wings and try new things, and if I have the opportunity to do it, I will do it.
What's been your proudest achievement overall out of all the years at this point?
I have to say that my proudest achievement has been my kids. They give me more satisfaction, real satisfaction, than just about anything I do. Everything else pales and takes second place to that. My best music, my best performances all take second place to waking up in the morning and seeing my son come in his pajamas and having breakfast with him. I have yet to find anything as satisfying or as beautiful as that.
Sous les mains. she calling? Bring home my name, peace out of mind. The wings of a plane, wing in the plane, Salama. Yeah. Once for me.
For our encore presentation of the Neil Diamond Special with Charlie Tuna. Hello to all our friends and listeners today in Athens, Greece. Stay tuned.
Network Europe.
Tomorrow at military banking facilities, your dollar buys 2 mark and 52 pfennig.
Does your group or club have something planned that you'd like to reach others in our community? We can announce it over AFN Munich if you'll just send us a DF giving us the who, what, where, when, and a phone number. If you're on our list of authorized agencies, you can mail it directly to us. Otherwise, send it through your local public affairs office. We need your DFs at least 2 weeks in advance so that we have adequate time to plan your announcement. The address is AFN Munich, APO 09108. Or you can call us at Munich Military 8328. AFN Munich, serving you in Southern Bavaria.
It's 3 o'clock in Central Europe. From AP, UPI, and the major American networks, the news is next on AFN.
Good afternoon.
afternoon, Charles Lutz, AFN News. The government reports the civilian unemployment rate declined slightly for the third month in May to 10.1%. The Labor Department says the May figure is a decline of 0.1% from April. Despite the drop, though, there were still 11,200,000 Americans officially classified as jobless last month. In Eppstein, West Germany, a suburb of Frankfurt, police say a gunman has killed three schoolchildren, a teacher, and a policeman after taking several hostages in a school earlier today. It's not known why the man took the hostages or what his demands were. The gunman was shot to death by police. Ted Elbert of NBC News in Frankfurt provides further details.
The gunman apparently entered a classroom of 12 and 13-year-olds. Two policemen happened to be in the school teaching traffic laws to a class. They heard what they thought was an explosion in an upstairs chemistry lab. One of the officers went to investigate. When he did not return right away, his partner went to investigate and saw that the first policeman had been shot. He went to call for help. 13 other pupils were injured. 11 of them are in serious condition. A busload of other children were taken to hospitals in shock. Nothing is yet known what prompted the shootings. Ted Albert, NBC News, Frankfurt, West Germany.
Work crews have cleared the burned fuselage of the Canadian DC-9 off the runway at Greater Cincinnati Airport. 23 people were killed when the plane caught fire in a flight and made an emergency landing. This is AFN Radio News. The Pentagon's chief of manpower says military people may get a 4% pay increase this year. Assistant Secretary Lawrence Korbes says he expects Congress to restore $1 billion to the defense budget and allow the raise. The rain has stopped in northern Utah. Today, the cleanup from this weekend's devastating floods and mudslides begins. But National Public Radio reports new flooding is still developing.
Nearly 1 inch of rain in 1 hour hit muddy, flood-weary Bountiful yesterday afternoon. Water damage occurred in the business district and a residential neighborhood. But this morning, streams are under control, thanks to the efforts of volunteers and National Guard crews who have worked to clear blocked channels. In the canyons above Bountiful and Farmington, teams of observers are watching mudslide-prone slopes and creeks. Farmington residents were allowed to return to their homes yesterday to retrieve belongings, but many remain out of their homes today. New flooding has been reported in several communities throughout Utah, and some new evacuations have been ordered. In Salt Lake City and County, the flooding has subsided, but officials say that's only temporary. Some of the highest stream flows yet will develop over the next 3 weeks, and emergency conditions for some areas are expected to return. I'm Howard Burkus in Salt Lake City.
As requested by the late naval commander, the remains of Albert Schaffelberger will be scattered at sea later today off the Coronado, California coast. Schaffelberger, the first U.S. military man to be killed in El Salvador, was eulogized yesterday as a dedicated officer who believed in the U.S. role in El Salvador. The U.S. Embassy in San Salvador has posted a reward for information leading to the arrest of his killer. A published report says the Reagan administration is thinking of increasing the U.S. military presence in Central America. According to the New York Times, options being considered include further cooperation with Honduras, more military advisors in El Salvador, and a possible renewal of military aid to Guatemala. Despite claims from the tobacco industry that it can't be done, the Consumer Product Safety Commission wants the development of fire-safe cigarettes. A bill sponsored by Congressman Joe Moakley, a Massachusetts Democrat, would set a 2-year limit for the commission to develop standards for such cigarettes. Fires set in furniture by cigarettes rank as the number one cause of fire deaths in the United States. Federal health officials report an outbreak of a penicillin-resistant gonorrhea. The first U.S. outbreak has been seen in Durham County, North Carolina, where 55 cases have been reported. With Syria continuing to balk at pulling troops out of Lebanon, U.S. Envoy Philip Habib returns to Washington next Thursday. Habib will meet with U.S. ambassadors to Israel, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Lebanon upon his return. The dollar was strong in European trading today, moving up fractionally against the West German mark, but the midday fix of 2 marks 54.25 holds the military rate at 2 marks 52.252. AFN News compiled from major networks, wire services, and public affairs offices. Charles Lutz reporting.
Doggone.
What's biting you?
My dog, he's gone.
Hey, didn't you know it's against the law over here to let your pet run loose?
Against the law?
Right, you're supposed to walk Fido on a leash.
Oh.
You see, if a car hits your pet, you can be liable for all damage.
Really?
And that includes damage to any other cars involved in the accident.
Oh.
Yeah, it can be really brutal, so every pet owner sure ought to look into insurance coverage.
Better be safe than sorry, huh?
Yeah, better Fido be safe than you sorry.
Doggone.